This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 17 years after being sentenced to die, Scott Peterson was resentenced to life without parole Wednesday for murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, an unborn child. Lacey's mother, Sharon Rocha, said she feels grief every day after 19 years. Quote, "You're evil, self-centered, unforgivable, selfish act ended two beautiful souls." End quote. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has filed a lawsuit seeking to block the House Select Committee investigating January 6. In his lawsuit, Trump's former Chief of Staff claims that the investigator's subpoenas are overly broad in scope, and it's not his right to override executive privilege as invoked by President Trump. New Zealand officials announced Thursday legislative plans to outlaw smoking by making it illegal to sell or supply tobacco products to the next generation of Kiwis as part of a lifetime ban. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A prosecutor told jurors Wednesday there is overwhelming evidence that Jussie Smollett lied to Chicago police about being the victim of an anti-gay racist hate crime, while the defense attorney called the case a house of cards built on testimony from two liars. The case is now in the hands of the jury. California could become an abortion sanctuary state.
State lawmakers may help pay for people from other states to come to California for abortions if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. A report released Wednesday by dozens of abortion providers and advocacy groups asks state policymakers to pay for things like travel, lodging, and child care for those coming to California from other states. The report also asks lawmakers to reimburse abortion providers for procedures performed for patients who can't afford them. The report also has the support of top legislative leaders and Governor Gavin Newsom. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Forced vaccinations and endless calls for more boosters, Dr. Fauci, on Washington Post website, is now telling Americans that have guests in their home this holiday season, make them show proof of vaccination.
When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, and that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated.
President Trump's senior advisor Kimberly Guilfoyle on Newsmax explains her point of view to the government overreach.
This is just an incredible power grab by the government trying to control our lives, what we see, what we think, what we do, what we put into our bodies. I think it's just outrageous. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does. You know, vaccinating children without their parents' consent and approval is outrageous. I mean, forced vaccinations, can you imagine this? And can you be more sinister than prompting and trying to entice and lure a child to get a vaccination by giving them pizza? What child turns down pizza, quite frankly? And it's confusing and it's dishonest. And that's why so many people are pulling their kids out of public school system, because not only indoctrination, but forced vaccination. And Dr. Fauci is just dead wrong in terms of where he's trying to lead this country. And it's really something that everyone should be up in arms about. It violates our liberty. It violates our privacy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I keep asking, what is your idea of getting America back on track? I mean, a super majority of Americans agree that this country is on the wrong track these days, according to just about every poll that comes down the pike here. But I'm saying, look, we need to get united and understand what it means to be back on track. What is that going to look like? Otherwise, we're all over the place, and opinion seems to be more the order of the day than empirical and factual evidence that is so necessary if we're going to unite around something and really move the ball in a direction that's beneficial for all Americans. Megan Bark joins us now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She's the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com as well. Hey, Megan, how we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I'm glad that this question about the Nobel laureates, you know, every time they want to talk about this Build Back Better program, whether it's Jen Psaki, even the president himself, he will tout these 17 Nobel laureates that have evaluated the Build Back Better program and say, this is going to be this just incredible positive thing for all of America. Well, Joe Manchin kind of swept that away very quickly the other day, and he says, well, they just got it wrong. I mean, he just basically just said, those 17 Nobel laureates, maybe they had to turn in their prize and give it up, because the fact of the matter is they're buck naked. They're not wearing any clothes here. I thought that was quite comical.
Are any of those Nobel laureates named Paul Krugman? The famous Pulitzer Prize winning economist that has been wrong on economics since the Obama days, if not before.
He's got a track record that's equal to Joe Biden's when it comes to foreign policy, doesn't he?
Or Jimmy Carter's, yes, exactly.
That's right, exactly.
Long line of Democrats, long line of mistakes, and some intentional, and I think this is truly intentional. They're trying to spend us into prosperity, and what American family spends themselves into prosperity? You simply don't. There used to be an adage that said something like, it's not that government has a taxing problem, it's that government has a spending problem.
Exactly.
And that's the mixed words of Ronald Reagan. I kind of have those. But nonetheless, government has a spending problem. And you know, I can kind of break this down locally a little bit for you. I just published a piece in the Nevada Globe this morning about education. Nevada is 49th in the country in education, And this is after billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars have not only been spent, but more billions are going to be allocated. And guess what the Democrat majority's solution, along with their governor, is? To tax more and create more billions of dollars to fund a failing system.
Yes.
Democrats always throw money at the problem. They never look at the root of the problem. And the fundamental transformation of this country, as was promised to us in 2008 by Barack Obama, will be the bankruptcy of this country, so then Democrats can rebuild it in their image.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. I mean, they continue to use the people's money to secure their own futures. It's about buying votes. It is about them. It has nothing to do with this constitutional republic. That be damned. I mean, here, Barack Obama, 8 years with him, he's supposedly was a constitutional professor. And you say, well, what constitution was he teaching? Because when you look
at
the...
We'll see those records in our lifetime,
right.
Will we?
No, I guess not.
$1 million to steal those records.
Yeah, it's amazing. And why? Why would you do that?
Correct.
Why would you seal everything? Why would you? And of course, I'm going to bring up something right now at the risk of really irritating people. But it's just, again, one of those things that's out there that's all part of the, you know, the lack of transparency from an administration that swore they were so transparent and so without any kind of scandal whatsoever. Is why would he present a false document to the American people about where he was born and in this? I mean, this is all, it's just goofy stuff, and it's clear that he did this, and the, you know, the powers to be, whatever powers, they were rather powerless when it came against the powers that Barack Obama had yielded, and the same powers that Joe Biden had yielded in order to try to convince us that 86 million people voted for him. And God forbid that we even bring up those two issues and even question it. But I just can't help it. You know, logic and things like that, when there's such a discrepancy, Megan, they just don't go away. You know, people just say, okay, well, I'm not going to cause a fight here, so I'm just not going to talk about it. You know, we'll just step over this 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. And, you know, along with everything else that we step over, you know, like who killed John Kennedy and, you know, just on and on. All these things that are all government controlled by the deep state that Donald Trump warned us about and, you know, brought to the forefront. And we continue to live this lie. And it's no wonder that our government is in such chaos. And the sad thing about it is we continue to pay for it. And you know, you bring up the school system. Look at how much money we're investing in schools. And we keep putting money into it. You go, wait a minute. Can somebody call time out on this and say, you know, can we evaluate what's happening in the school system so that we provide a world-class education for our kids? I mean, you do that, I'm for that. I'm for investing. But to continue to invest in this rabbit hole that is deleterious to our kids and is doing nothing, you know, but holding them back is ridiculous for all the money. What do we rank, 27, 28th in the world when it comes to education with our kids? That somehow is acceptable. And this is what the Democrats are providing for the American people.
Well, and again, as the government continues to grow, it can only grow with our tax dollars. So with all of this spending spree that the Democrats are on, only 11% of that goes to true infrastructure. The rest goes to policies and creating organizations or bureaucracies that will have eternal life.
Exactly.
They aren't going to go away unless some president, perhaps President Trump or whomever a Republican president is, really sticks to his guns and starts abolishing these bureaucracies. Like, for example,
it takes more than the president, though, Megan. I mean, we saw that happen before. You had Trump's influence coming in, but then he was submarined by the likes of John McCain and others, who the squishy Republicans, who somehow have a different demeanor about what their responsibility is, you know, in representing the American people. I mean, to sit here right now in every elected official to sit there and say, okay, you know, we authorized and we participated in raising our indebtedness to $30 trillion. That's immoral. I don't know how they can stand in the face of the public and the voters and have any kind of credibility or any moral standing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you bring up a good point, which is the rhinos. And I think that this next season, 2022, is going to be rhino hunting season. And I think that the rhinos have shown themselves to be no better than the Democrats, the Bolsheviks that are in power currently.
Sadly, that's the case, and this is what America is slowly but surely waking up to. And whether it'll happen in the 2022, I mean, they're talking this big red wave coming, and I'm going, well, red waves, who cares? I mean, as long as if we get the right people in there on that wave surfing into Washington, D.C. to really clean up the swamp, then we've got something. But if we're just going to have more of the same, well, then, you know, another wasted opportunity on behalf of the American people. More from Megan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
We'll be right back.
You know, I can't tell you how much this song encourages me, and I hope it does you as well. You know, our God is still the same. Above all, that's what we can count on, and that's who we can trust in. Megan Barth continues with us. She's the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com as well. And Megan, as we were talking about, you know, about where this country is right now, when you look back of these months, I mean, it's hard to believe that here we are in mid-December, nearly the year's almost over, and to look at all that we've endured, you know, with COVID, I hate to call it an insurrection. I'm not even sure what to call it because it just doesn't sit well for me. It screeches through my mind every time I think about January the 6th and I hear people talking about an insurrection. It's like one person very appropriately said, if this was an insurrection, it was the worst planned insurrection ever in the history of insurrections. But regardless, we've got a commission that's looking into it, but we know what's going to happen with that. We'll get the traditional elite readout of what January 6th was, because they've already concluded it in much the same way as the Warren Commission did with the assassination of JFK. So nothing new here. We'll move on. And unfortunately, we've got fellow patriots who are in jail, not being represented, not accepting due process. And also, as more and more information is being pulled out of there, is there's an attempt at indoctrination. I mean, this is so communistic on so many levels. You know, they want people to deny any kind of affiliation with Donald Trump, any loyalty toward him, and to admit that they were, you know, that they were wrong and they broke the law and that sort of thing. So this is all part of the process. But having gone through all that, and here we are at the end of the year still dealing, and then now we've got a variant upon a variant, an Omicron variant now, which, you know, leave it to the Democrats. I mean, this is their ace in the hole. The race card has kind of run its course, but not the virus. And they'll continue to come up with new iterations in order to set the table for the next election, will they not?
Well, yeah, and I think one of the most important, just to backtrack a little bit, is the quote-unquote insurrection. Mark Meadows just filed a lawsuit against Nancy Pelosi and every single commission member because and he'll expose them, much like Steve Bannon will. For basically violating their oath and trying to uncover or through discovery confidential private information that was shared with him and Donald Trump when he was chief of staff. That information has always been protected, and yet the commission is hell-bent on violating the Constitution, and that's exactly the basis of Mark Meadows' lawsuit. Can't wait for the discovery on that, and I cannot wait for the discovery on Steve Bannon's lawsuit, who will expose what Nancy Pelosi knew, what the commission members knew, what the DOJ knew at the time of this uprising.
Exactly.
And then fast forward to the midterms. You mentioned the variants. I want to know what they're going to call the midterm variant. There are 24 Greek alphabet letters. I can't remember how many variants we've had so far of this COVID-19 virus, but we've had enough to create, you know, more lockdowns, more shock and awe, and more basically fear injected into the veins along with a experimental vaccine in order to provide Democrats with more power. So once they come up with a new variant for next fall or next winter, which is November, they will again try to hijack this election, the midterms, in order to prevent a red wave, because we all know it's coming. The Democrats only will hold power in the House by 5 seats. We only need 5 seats in the House. We only need 1 in the Senate. And then Joe Biden's going to have to just basically executive order himself into failure, more failure. 22% of the American public believe that he should be run again for president. What happened to the 81 million people that voted for him? Well, perhaps I can...
In less than a year, the tables have turned that dramatically.
Just completely cratered. Completely cratered. Wisconsin is still on the map in the fact that the Wisconsin election hearing revealed that 119,283 active voters have been registered for over 100 years on Wisconsin voter rolls. That's just one example of what came from Wisconsin hearings.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, the media, in a way, which is amazing to me, you know, that they're so sold out on this. But this is why they're protecting Joe Biden. But less and less, you know, they could carry his water only so far. But now it's so embarrassing that they have, you know, they've lost so much credibility that they cannot continue to cover this president. And now the president's upset. Jen Psaki's upset because, you know, the propaganda machine is falling apart. And they're yelling at the media that, hey, we're in the state we are in because you guys aren't helping out. I mean, that's unheard of. Could you imagine if Donald Trump would have, you know, would have begged the media for help? I mean, when they have been creaming him, you know, to the point even that, you know, Brett Bozell, we had a conversation here last week. He said, Bill, he says, in some cases, 100% negative reporting. I mean, that was by design. It wasn't by accident. I mean, in order to have that kind of negative reporting, it was done on purpose. But that hasn't been the case, certainly, with Joe Biden. They've just basically, with Joe Biden, you got the sin of commission, but the bigger sin is the sin of omission, where they just flat out just don't want to talk about it, right?
Right, exactly. And the less they talk about it, the more they believe that silence is going to benefit them. And whenever you look at how Democrats react to bad news or a scandal, for example, they just deny and retreat and deflect.
Right. Well, it's just like Jussie Smollett. It's the same deal as Jussie Smollett. You know, like Dinesh D'Souza said, I was saying earlier to Professor Riley, he said one of the big takeaways for him in his 8 months of incarceration, remember, for, you know, some voter violation, and Obama's Justice Department said, nah, we're putting you on timeout and send you to jail for 8 months. He said, Bill, the thing I learned, my big takeaway was cons never give up the con. And you watch the Democrats, I mean, and they act just like convicts. They are hell-bent on holding the ground and insisting they're right when the evidence is so clear that they are so wrong. And meanwhile, we the voters are going to have to put up with $30 trillion and counting in debt, inflation through the roof, and now the president says, oh, by 2050, he wants, you know, the White House to be totally green. At the, I mean, the billions of dollars that you're going to spend to turn the White House totally green is unconscionable right now by today's standards.
Absolutely, and I think that until there is accountability, and I've said this on your show many times before, there will always be criminal conduct. And we can equate this down to the local level. Step away from Washington, D.C. right now and look away from the corruption that and the rot, which is the swamp, which is D.C. Look at how the lack of accountability and enforcement of laws, whether it's in San Francisco or whether it's in Chicago or whether it's in Portland, up and down the state of California, smash and grab. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of retail is being stolen from right. stores up and down the coast because they decriminalized shoplifting. They made a $950 theft from a felony to a misdemeanor. And there are absolutely no cops. Defund the police. This is what happens when you defund the police. This is what happens when there's no accountability, and this is what happens when there's no enforcement.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that what we're seeing in smash and grabs, this is a manifestation of something a lot deeper, to your point, Megan. I mean, this is about the very soul of America, and we're losing it. And this is what other experts, even labor experts, are looking at, is that what kind of quality person is being developed in this country today that are going to be our future leaders, that are going to be our, you know, our business leaders? Boy, I'll tell you, it is going to be a, you know, it's going to be a tough fight for these young people and the next generation coming up because of how the culture has been so infiltrated. Megan Barr, thanks for being here.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 17 years after being sentenced to die, Scott Peterson was resentenced to life without parole Wednesday for murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, an unborn child. Lacey's mother, Sharon Rocha, said she feels grief every day after 19 years. Quote, "You're evil, self-centered, unforgivable, selfish act, ended two beautiful souls." End quote. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has filed a lawsuit seeking to block the House Select Committee investigating January 6. In his lawsuit, Trump's former Chief of Staff claims that the investigator subpoenas are overly broad in scope, and it's not his right to override executive privilege as invoked by President Trump. New Zealand officials announced Thursday legislative plans to outlaw smoking by making it illegal to sell or supply tobacco products to the next generation of Kiwis as part of a lifetime ban. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And hey, no matter how you plan to celebrate the season, and many people are facing the challenges of holiday entertaining, right? Well, here to help is professional sommelier Sari Tracy. She's the founder of the Lush Life blog, who was recently named to the new Aldi Charcuterie Board of Directors. I love that, Charcuterie Board of Directors. It's so sophisticated. I mean, a lot of people just want to talk about, hey, give me that board of vegetables. No, you got to say it correctly. It's a charcuterie, and you know how to say it. And she's on the board of directors, so she's in the flow of the know here, and she's going to save us out of a lot of problems. She's here to show us how to build the perfect wine-inspired charcuterie board, and I can't wait. Sarah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm excited. This is my favorite time of year, I got to tell you. I don't care how many parking spots I can't find. I'm not fretting. I mean, I'm just having a good time because I enjoy this holiday.
Me too, and I love entertaining my friends and my family, and I love to do that with fabulous wines and charcuterie boards. And as you mentioned, Aldi did found the first ever charcuterie board of directors. So we're here to offer advice and help shoppers build their best boards with all the cured meats and cheeses and accompaniments and all of those great charcuterie board must-haves. They're all at Aldi.
So where do we start for holiday food pairings?
Well, I am the wine whisperer on the board, so I love to start with the wine. I take a wine and I build my board around it. So if you love wine, you might know that Albee has an incredible selection of award-winning wines at amazingly low prices. Some of them are under $10.
Now, it's my experience at Aldi's has always been positive, and so you're exactly right. And I love your idea. I really haven't, thought of it quite like that, but it only makes sense, being a sommelier. It should start. I mean, that's the crowning pivot point of the charcuterie board is a great wine, and then you just build right off of that. That just makes so much common sense.
Absolutely. I do always start with wine. That's just me, and I think probably a lot of your listeners, too.
Well, I'm with you, Sarah. Hey, so what are the keys for creating a great charcuterie board besides the wine?
Yeah, so I like to make sure that the board has the right wine to sip along with it. So if I'm using, for example, a Pinot Noir, like the William Wright Reserve Pinot Noir from Aldi, it's a go-to lighter red. So I start with semi-soft and mild cheeses and more delicate meats that won't overpower the wine, like the Emporium Selection Cranberry White Cheddar and the Appleton Farms. They're amazing with Pinot Noir. And one thing I've been doing this season is actually making little mini boards. Just in case people want to socially distance, I think that's such a lovely thing to be able to offer. And with Aldi, one in three of their cheeses and half of all of their wines are award-winning.
Wow. Wow, that's excellent. What about suggestions for choosing wine and cheeses? Let's expand on that a little bit more, if you would, for us, Sarah.
Well, you got to have something for everybody. So definitely I'll do a light Pinot Noir, and then a full-bodied, luscious, robust Cabernet Sauvignon for the people that love a full-bodied red. So the 30 Miles Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon from Aldi is just fantastic. And for that one, you really want to think about concentrated, harder cheeses and really savory meats that love a wine with some tannin. So you could do the Emporium Selection 1000 Day Aged Gouda with the Cabernet. Definitely the Appleton Farms Deli Collection, wonderful salami. I think those are great with Cabernet as well. And balance it out with some blackberries and some dark chocolate almonds, and you're good to go.
Wow, it sounds great. I hope you're getting some great ideas here. I'm taking notes. Let me tell you, this is awesome. I can't wait to dive into this myself. We're talking with professional sommelier Sarah Tracy. She's the founder of Lush Life Blog and recently named to the new Aldi Charcuterie Board of Directors. This is the first ever, right? I've never heard of another Charcuterie Board of Directors before.
It's the first ever, and I'm telling you, charcuterie is having a moment. I look on Instagram. I look up on Pinterest. All online, everyone is making these beautiful boards, and I just love to see it. I love these because you can create them and then set them out and actually enjoy your party and not be seen to the oven the whole night. You can really have time with your friends and family. I say set it and forget it with these beautiful boards.
Exactly. Well, I think we ought to have a charcuterie, board off or some sort. You know, we could have the Super Bowl of charcuterie board contests, have everybody come together. We'll all go to various Aldi's. We'll have regional events, and it'll all be culminated with the crown championship of charcuterie boards. What do you think?
I'm in. That sounds like a great idea. If only if I could be the judge.
Well, hey, I want to be with you. I want to be the taster. Let me taste. You can judge. And, I want to be there too. It was our idea. We brought it right here, right, Sarah? So we should get a little bit of benefit. I mean, and after all, you're on the board itself, so maybe you can pull some strings for us. What is your favorite pairing that is always a crowd pleaser, Sarah?
Well, besides the Cabernet Sauvignon and the Pinot Noir that we already talked about, I love bubbly for the holidays. This season,
yes.
You got to pop those bottles. And I love a Prosecco for holiday entertaining. Aldi has a great one. It's the Belletti Prosecco that is pretty light and effervescent with lots of citrus and apple and pear notes to it. And so when I'm building a board around it, I choose really mild, creamy cheeses like the Emporium Celestin Honey Goat Cheese Log and the Double Cream Brie. And then you can add some fresh fruit for balance, and then some salty prosciutto, really round out those flavors, and then finally, especially selected rosemary Italian breadsticks. Those take me straight to Italy. I cannot stop snacking on those. Love those on a board, and a little bit of an apricot preserve or a honey, a little touch of sweetness, I think, is the finishing touch to a Prosecco-inspired board.
Boy, that really completes the board. That really is nice and tasty and well-rounded and balanced, and that livens up all the taste buds, doesn't it?
Yeah, you could just have this for a party of one. You know, if you want to have dinner, you don't want to fire up the stove, just get some beautiful cured meats and cheeses from Aldi and a great bottle of wine, and you're really all set.
Yeah, without a doubt. What about some entertaining must-haves here?
Just make sure you have something for everyone in your group. Sometimes I make sure I have some gluten-free options for people, perhaps lots of vegetarian options like cornichons and stuffed olives are great to have in case people aren't eating meat. I think the key to hospitality is just making everyone feel really, really welcome. Make sure that there's something for everybody, and Aldi definitely has everything you need for the holidays. Make the moment merry. It's a one-stop shop, and it's just easy.
Well, Sarah Tracy, as you can tell, is such a wealth of information. She is a sommelier, a founder of the Lush Life blog, a professional sommelier. So that's a little bit different than your just everyday kind of sommelier. I mean, she knows what she's doing. Based in Brooklyn, worked her way up. She says, from the spit bucket emptier. I mean, that really is, that's quite the start of any kind of sommelier, travel experiences. You've got to first become the spit bucket emptier.
Yes, or the glassware polisher. That was my next step. After I emptied the spit buckets, they let me polish all the glasses for like a year before I was allowed to do anything else. But the best way to learn your craft, I think, is to really start from the bottom up, and I definitely did that.
Well, without a doubt. And, of course, then you're a Michelin-starred wine director. You got your first winery gig in 2011. I'm going over your curriculum vitae here, and it is awesome. I mean, you're also a wine contributor for MarthaStewart.com, so quite the resource. And here, we're privileged to have you here on the show. And I thank you so much for all the great ideas. And I know that our charcuterie boards are going to be the hit of the season. So where can we get more information, Sarah Tracy?
So check out aldi.us/charcuterie or the Aldi Instagram page. It's a wonderful place to get inspiration. You can search the hashtag AllAldi.
And I know it might be a challenge for you to spell charcuterie, but, we've always got these great spell checks that will help us out. But you can spell it out, charcuterie, okay? A couple of vowels right there on the end. That's the way it ends. Sarah Tracy, thank you for being with us. Merry Christmas.
You too, Bill.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, joins us now. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I want to first talk about The Chosen, their Christmas special, The Messengers. Boy, I'll tell you, this is like topping the charts. It originally, when I talked to Daryl Eves, he said, well, we're going to do it for a couple of days. We're hoping that maybe we might get some additional days. And normally, a Fathom event usually, you know, that's about 800, 850 was the most of the theaters that I've ever heard available. But they've gone just full board. I mean, 1,700 outlets that this special Christmas event from The Chosen is airing on. And they've opened up the dates. They went all the way to the 10th of this month.
I know. It's pretty amazing what they've been able to accomplish. And it shows that there's a huge audience for it, right?
Exactly.
People who want to watch this extremely Christian, wonderful, dedicated programming. And so it's good for our cause, a movie guide, because we're always telling Hollywood, like, people want this content.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an audience. There's a big audience, so...
Yeah, and what Dallas did here is he kind of broke the mold a little bit from, you know, traditional, you know, Christmas type shows to where, you know, it's just about, you know, people singing and, boy, I'll tell you, he really took advantage of the talent there, including, you know, some of the actors and for them to present, you know, narratives about the meaning of Christmas, which I thought was extraordinary.
Yeah, and you know what they said, this, you know, because they had done this one year before, is that people really wanted to be in the program, a lot of these singers. And so
yes.
People came to them. And so I believe it. And you know what? I love that because here we are after, you know, 2 years, almost 2 years of COVID. We couldn't come together. Uh-huh. We couldn't be worshiping together in churches, especially where, you know, where I was in California, the churches closed and then they opened outside. But, you know, it's nice to be in a theater worshiping and singing with other believers. What a wonderful thing. When they said, you know, oh, that's going to spread. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to worship Jesus.
Well, and the thing is, and I keep, you know, every pastor I speak with, I go, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I've never heard of any super spreading event emanating from any church across the country. Because you got to know, if there was, they would be nonstop, you know, the media would be blasting the churches across the country. How dare you believe in your God and think that somehow you're protected from COVID?
Yes, and I believe, you know, we do need to, you know, everybody has to assess their own risk, right? And everybody has to see what they're able. But the church, you know, there's been plagues and there's been different situations, right? That, you know, there was the Great Depression and there was all these different situations throughout history where things happened, where people, you know, they still came together as a church and they still worshiped Jesus and they still knew that ultimately, no matter what happens, no matter what your health is, and that's an everyday thing, right? That's how we're living our lives as Christians. It's like, no matter what risk we come across, we know that we have a God that will protect us. And even if, you know, we end up in heaven, we're going to be with God and we're going to be with Jesus.
That's right.
We're going to be singing praises. So we don't live, we should not live in fear. And I understand everybody, you know, now I'm getting on a roll here, but I understand, you know, everybody needs to take their own risk assessment, and I want everybody to be careful in their own way. But I do believe that we have a spirit of, you know, hope and joy and rejoicing of what God has provided for us.
Exactly. Well, you know, and again, you know, Evie, and I appreciate you sharing your heart on this, because we're not hearing enough of that. We've been blocked out. The cancel culture, the mainstream media, the people that want to set up, you know, this contest between those who have been vaccinated and non-vaccinated, and, you know, trying to malign people and really set up, you know, kind of a different type of a cultural war between we the people. That's disgusting. It's ungodly. You know, God wants us to live in peace and joy and harmony, united together, and they're doing everything they can to divide and conquer us. This is a different agenda. This is not God's agenda. And it's interesting right now that it's coming to a head, it seems, in this spirit of, you know, during this Thanksgiving and Christmas season, when we should have a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness for, you know, Almighty God sending His one and only Son to demonstrate to the world that He is God, He is alive and well, and He is active in the affairs of men to the degree that He's willing to send His Son to die for us, that He may bring us back home. I mean, this is the ultimate and the eternal gift of the Christmas season that God gives, you know, that God gave to His creation. And we're reminded of this every year. And right now we're in the weeks leading up to baby Jesus coming to Bethlehem and the birth of Christ and the celebration of Christmas. And we need to prepare our hearts and our minds to receive Jesus, don't we?
We do. We have the good news in Jesus Christ, and that's all we need. And we need to tell other people about it. That's what we've been called to do, is tell others. And it is the good news. The gospel is good news, and it brings a smile to my face even saying that.
Exactly. Well, God bless you. Thank you for sharing your heart. There was a little bit of controversy. I was telling a friend of mine that Keith Urban had made a less than positive comment about his wife's portrayal of Lucy in being the Ricardos. And but the reviews, they didn't listen to Keith Urban, and they're lauding the praises for, you know, for Nicole Kidman.
So, you know, I've watched this movie and we gave it a review. And what we said is, it starts out with her being accused of being a communist. And then it goes on to her and Desi Arnaz's relationship and the fact that he had affairs. And so this is the whole tone of the movie. As we know, I Love Lucy was one of the most successful comedy shows of all time. And her husband built the show, and they were, you know, very heavily involved with what the show produced and what it showed. The movie does not show any sort of joy. It's very, you know, down on things. It's very dramatic. It's very, a lot of dialogue about the drama of how they started this you know, show and worked on the show. So for people who are big fans of the show, I was a big fan of the show. There wasn't political statements of her belief in communism in the show. No, not at all. Then, you know, if you were a fan of the show, I don't think you would like the movie because it does not show the joy the show shows. It doesn't show the comedy. It just shows, you know, their trials and tribulations with very little redemptive content.
That's too bad, because this is what we loved about the Lucy show and what they brought, you know, and to the small screen, and how they blessed families. I mean, they were, you know, human beings with foibles. I mean, you didn't get, you know, the affairs of Desi on any of the episodes, but you know, Lucy being Lucy and a character, and here's you know, Desi Arnaz being who he is. I mean, you talk about a timing of two very talented people, you know, coming together, and what they did for each other, and what they did for America in terms of getting us to laugh again during a period of time that was really stressful. When you think about you know, Desi Arnaz and, you know, Desi Lu Studios and how they came about, and what was happening in our country at that time.
Exactly. And what I say is that, you know, this is so typical of these, you know, Oscar praised movies, that they just bring down people and bring, you know, talk about all the negatives that they had in their lives. You know, when most people are just going to see the show and see how it is in the show and come away with the show. But, you know, a lot of these Oscar movies, they did an Oscar movie about Judith Garland 2 years ago, and it was all about her drug problem and and these kind of, you know, all the negatives about the people. When, you know, I'm okay. You know, I know people are imperfect, but I don't idolize anybody except for, you know, Jesus is my king, right? But
right, exactly.
You know, I don't always need to see all the bad things about someone displayed in a movie for 2 hours, you know.
Well, on the upside, you will be blessed, because there's a movie that's going to be released on Christmas Day, American Underdog, which is outstanding. I mean, you got here you've got the story of Kurt and Brenda Warner, a couple who have come together and blessed each other. And the story of Kurt Warner, quite celebrated, you know, MVP, NFL, Super Bowl winning champion, and, you know, a couple of years before all this came about. I mean, he's stocking shelves in a grocery store, and it's the encouragement of his wife and the unity of their relationship, and the story that runs quite deep, you know, throughout that family. I mean, it's, you know, you may think on the surface it's a football movie, but it's much more than that. And it's a movie about marriage. It's a movie about family. And you're going to be greatly blessed on Christmas Day if you go and check this out. This is, you know, one that I know that we're all looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, exactly. Kurt Warner said, you know, he was very tough about anybody coming and wanting to make a movie about him, because he said his story was him and his wife. And that needed to be a part of the story. And then his faith was such a big key to the story. So he didn't want any movies to come. And then this movie came across him, and he said this was the right movie because it had so much faith. It showed what he went through. It showed hope, a hopeful situation, that even, you know, you could be doing a job, but you could still be, you know, trying to achieve your dreams, the American dream, right? And so there's some really wonderful elements to it.
Evie, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for, you know, coming on and sharing with us, you know, these latest updates that are going on in and that Christians should be aware of. Now, where should they go for more information?
Go to movieguide.org.
She's the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan.